slid around muscular body, flinging water droplets into snow, blowing. Beast whirled, searching for two smaller deer. They had vanished. Beast snarled at world, screamed. Big deer must have heard or smelled beast. I hunger! Screamed again, sound echoing in hills, chuffed in anger, pounced up and down, paws sinking into half-frozen mud. Deer did not come back. Prey was smart. Shook again. Water had not penetrated into deep coat, had not washed into paw pads. Beast would not freeze. Pulled in air over tongue and over scent sacs in roof of mouth. What Jane called phlegmon response, but Beast called scenting. Stopped, held muzzle into air and smelled again, caught stink of cat on air. Sucked in air again hard and long, showing fangs, smelling with nose and part of brain that Beast had stolen from ugly dog. Good nose, what Jane called bloodhound, smelled cat, was male, did not smell like lynx or bobcat, was not small, feral cat humans used as mousers, was different, was bigger. Scent was old and no tracks showed in snow, but cat had been on Beast's territory. Back feet landing in prints of front feet. Beast stalked scent, followed old cat smell many short steps, body in crouch, to tree on edge of hunting territory. Male cat had left spore near tree. Old scat. Male cat was healthy, strong. Bigger than lynx. Beast sucked in scent through nose and mouth. Cat was not lion from Africa. Cat was not leopard, not puma. Was not werecat. Beast knew those smells. Did not know this cat. Beast pawed scat and saw bones of rabbit in scat. But cat was gone. Beast clawed tree, shedding bark, clawed and clawed, marking territory. This is beast territory. This is beast hunting ground. Snarled again, shook more water out of pelt, left spore at ground under tree, on top of male cat scat. This said, beast place. All who hunted here would know it was beast place. Went back to pool of water and drank. Beast water. And when beast sees deer again, beast deer. Beast food. Beast screamed mountain lion cry, bouncing up hills like human ball on walls. Beast shook, flinging more water, and shoved off with all 4 feet, straight up jump. What Jane would say was too high, but Puma Concolor knew was good jump. Landed on top of rock ridge, raced into trees and down top of hill toward house that was human home. Snow began to fall, ran through snowflakes, slinky and lithe and lissom. Good words for beast. Each leap covered more than beast body and tail, and part of body again, was long run steps. Sun dipped behind western ridge. Dusk fell. Beast eyes saw world as green and silver and gray and many shades of black. Cold air and snow kept beast cool, felt good on strong body. But beast still hungered, was skinny. Thought of humans and vampires and witches, want to hunt bison near Edmund car. Edmund is gone. Want to sit on Leo and rub jaw on Leo to scent mark, but Leo is gone. Want to curl around Angie baby and little Evan and new Kit and keep Kit safe. But kids are gone. Beast is hungry. Beast is sad. Thought about big cat spore. Beast is lonely. Feld saw smelled change. Beast stopped, crouched, thought was another deer, but vibration beneath beast's paws was too big for running deer, was like stone on stone.